You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with our fourth quarter of the show, and we're going to talk about what is Villachaji. Well, Bob, we'll figure it out. We've got Marisol Science on. Marisol is our... I'm really butchering all this, aren't I?
Yes, you definitely are.
You're going to have your chance. Make sure you talk into this. And but Marisol is our local hero today. We're going to talk about what is Villachaji, Marisol?
It's vitiligo.
I'm glad you could say that. What is vitiligo? I've been touting it all day. Marisol, welcome to the show. And it's no joking matter, so let's talk real seriously for a second. Vitiligo, you guys know it is the dermatological circumstance that people have spotting all over their skin. You saw it on your friends in high school. We've got people in the workforce that do it. Marisol is a local representative. She's been working with Governor Rick Scott to declare this as Vitiligo Month. How did I get it that time? Was I close?
A little bit closer.
All right. So tell us really what this is, Marisol.
Vitiligo, what it is, it's a skin condition. It's an autoimmune deficiency from the body. It attacks our skin pigmentation, killing it, and basically just putting white patches on the skin. It's not contagious, and it's not painful.
Is it hereditary?
It can be. In some cases, it is hereditary. In other cases, it may be rheumatoid arthritis. It can be diabetes type 1. It can be several things. It can also be thyroid condition. So basically, it can be triggered by different things.
Wow. So we got to get somebody at U Health because they have integrative medicine. It sounds like a lot of different things can happen. Now, is there any age when this comes on? Is it young people, old people, middle-aged people?
No, basically, vitiligo doesn't discriminate age. You can basically have it at the age of 20, at the age of 5, at the age of 7. It doesn't really discriminate.
How about gender?
Age.
Men, women?
It does not discriminate gender, women, nothing.
Black, white, Hispanic?
No.
Wow. So this is like really just a generic thing. It comes in and it just starts eating your skin up? What goes on?
Basically, what it happens is that it's kind of like your insides fighting with each other. So it's just killing the pigment of your skin.
So is there like a gene therapy or a gene test or something that they found in the genome about this yet?
There can be. There's a doctor. His name is Dr. Richard Spritz. He's actually doing a lot of research on vitiligo, and he found that there is a gene called NALP1 gene, and he's basically doing a lot of research on that, just getting people to do blood work and getting more information on what causes vitiligo.
Well, now, how does somebody get diagnosed with vitiligo?
You can basically get diagnosed when you visit your doctor. A simple biopsy can be done, or some blood work can also be done.
Uh-huh. Now, let me ask you this. Is there, are there different types of vitiligo, or is it just one kind?
No, there's several kinds of types of vitiligo. There's different kinds. It can be on different areas of the body, localized, which is typically characterized by one area of the pigment loss, confined area. Segmental, this type manifests also on one more area of the pigment loss, meaning the arms, the legs, the face. Acrofacial, it's a depigmentation, that occurs on parts away from the center of the body, such as the face, the hands, and the feet.
Well, how do people cope with this? I mean, it sounds to me like it can be pretty devastating.
It can be. I would say that it has a lot also to do with the person. If you have a great personality and you have good self-esteem, you could be good. But a lot of people suffer and they do have difficulty just, accepting the fact that they have vitiligo.
Now, is this usually found in one location, in various locations on the body? How does this manifest itself?
No, actually, it can manifest itself in several places. You can get it on your face and just keep it on your face, or you can just have it generalized, which is all over the body.
Okay. And if somebody comes down with this, is there a specific, where do they go? Do they go to the emergency room? Do they go to the doctor, the regular doctor? Who?
No, basically you can, with your blood, with you having a blood sample with the doctor, they can recommend you to see different specialists. Either they can recommend you to see neurologists, a dermatologist. It depends on the one that you have.
And where would somebody go to get additional information on vitiligo?
You can visit our website. We have several websites on There's one called Vitiligo Foundation. You can visit there and you can have a lot of information. They give you local doctors that can help you out with information that you may need.
Okay. Well, Marisol, I want to thank you for, A, coming on the show. I want to thank you, B, for being a thought leader on Vitiligo. But really what I want to do is I want to congratulate you for all the strength and positive energy that you've put towards fighting this disease and not being, I'll use the V word, a victim. I'll use another V word. You're a victor. That's who you are. You are our local hero today. And I've got to tell you, my gosh, I have all the admiration in the world for you and what you've done going down, tracking down Governor I Don't Care and getting him to sign that thing. You are just the best. You are the Vitiligo queen, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless, and thank you so much for bringing this to the attention of our audience.
Thank you for having me in your wonderful show.